Well, I suppose you're always targeting a podium, and our national performance director had spoken to us about 2019 would be what we were looking at as a podium year. But to finish out 2018 with the podium was definitely a very welcome Christmas present. But it was definitely hard work. But I don't think you go into any competition expecting a medal. It's something you have to earn and fight hard for. So, look, we didn't go to London thinking we were going to be going home with the extra bit of hand luggage, but we were glad to do it.
Your event, the MB Male Tandem Sprint, is a challenging one. There's qualification rounds, but it boils down to, in a sense, to the last 200 metres, which clearly you're pretty good at.
Yeah, no, in qualification, you're timed over the last 200 metres, so we hold the national record there for 10.31 seconds. But then as you go up in the head-to-head, you have two bikes. People often say it's like a cat and mouse. You have two bikes going around the velodrome, the track, very slowly, going very fast, and it's over that last lap or so when the two bikes are really going at it for the line.
Where does this medal rank in your own cycling career?
It's definitely my best result so far. I won a silver medal on the road a couple of years ago, but this is definitely the most competitive event I've gone out against some of the best in the world, and to come second to the world champions is great. It's showing the trajectory is going the right direction, and no, it ranks up there as my best result so far.
You were an endurance rider athlete for many years, but has sprinting now become your thing?
It's sprinting and sprinting only. So I only compete on those indoor wooden velodromes now. I don't compete on the road at all. I've gone specifically into sprinting and the 1 kilometre time trial.
So what sort of doors might this result open for you, Martin?
Whether it opens doors or not, I don't know, Austin. I think it's very much of it's set down a marker for us and a standard that we want to maintain. And the more we can do it, the more we see that it's achievable, and we want to attain those kind of results going into the future. So it's for us, it's a motivation, if anything else.
And the relationship you have with your tandem rider, Eamon Byrne, is critical too.
Absolutely. I nearly spend more time with Eamon than I do my missus. So it's a close relationship. We have to get on the bike and off the bike, and a lot of work goes into what we do. The time in our events, timing is absolutely everything. It's come down to those hundredths and those thousands of a second, and we have to be 100% in sync with one another, our timing, our training, everything. There's no room for error. So we really have to be on cue with one another all the time.
And the added element to last weekend's event, the World Cup event in London, Martin, you were in along with the able-bodied competitors for the first time, the cream of the crop.
It was very, very exciting from that perspective, yeah, because it was the World Cup series, a six-round series that goes on throughout the track cycling season. It's a winter sport. It's all indoors during the winter months, so from about November through to March. But this was the first time that the UCI has ever included paracycling at an able-bodied World Cup. So we got to compete there on the same stage as the very best able-bodied riders in the world. And as Eamon, my pilot, had said so many times over the weekend, there was no paracycling or able-bodied cycling there. It was just everybody was a cyclist riding their bikes and competing against a packed house. And to be riding on television, on Eurosport and BBC, that was an added bonus for everybody. It's a great incentive to really up your game and to showcase what paracycling is, and it's every bit as exciting as our able-bodied contemporaries.
Sure. And the paracycling season cranks up now as we move in towards January and 2019. What are the master plan targets for you?
Well, we're back on the boards in January at a Paracycling International in Manchester, which is one of our many pre-Tokyo qualification events in 2019. And then we'll move into February. We'll set up camp in Mallorca for preparing for the World Championships in Apeldoorn in the Netherlands in March.
And are you thinking Tokyo 2020?
That's the objective. That's where we're putting all our time, work, effort, sacrifice, commitment. Everything's going into Tokyo 2020. So we have one event in Tokyo. It's the 1 kilometre time trial. Unfortunately, the the real exciting event of the sprint isn't going to be there, so you don't get to see two tandems going at it like we did last Friday night, but our focus is on qualifying to do the 1 kilometre time trial in Tokyo.
As well as being an elite athlete, Martin, you have a busy day job as a barrister in Dublin. What's it like trying to marry those two commitments?
As I said to a colleague this morning, it's spinning plates, work, training, competing, and above all else, family. So it's your day is structured, that's for sure. And you pack a lot into a day. And you're always looking for more time, but unfortunately it doesn't exist. But it's all about structure, timing, and we have a huge team around us in terms of coaches, physios, performance directors, an absolutely outstanding and supportive better half, who without I wouldn't be doing what I do, and of course colleagues and everybody at work that supports you to help you do what you do.